USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Saturday was in Northern California to see firsthand the grief and devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities confirmed at least 71 people are dead, and many people are still missing as they had to evacuate their home. President Trump in California on Saturday.
I know Gavin's committed, we're all committed, I'm committed to make sure that we get all of this cleaned out and protected. Gotta take care of the floors, you know, the floors of the forest, very important.
Democrat Andrew Gillum officially conceded to Republican former Congressman Ron DeSantis in Florida's gubernatorial race, as a recount of votes showed a margin Gillum was unlikely to close. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not willingly travel to the United States to face charges filed under a seal against him. That's at least according to his attorney. Assange is currently in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Democrat Andrew Gillum concedes in Florida's governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, in the Senate race, the hand recount has to be complete by noon Eastern time on Sunday. We're still hearing there's been some issues where the wrong ballots were counted in Broward County, Florida, again. So time will tell if those votes are able to get counted and anything changes. The stock market has been on quite the roller coaster over the last month. Now, one of the things most investors will tell you and financial advisors is not to go invest in single stocks. Chris Hogan is a financial expert, and he told Fox News mutual funds are the way to go.
I like mutual funds, growth stock mutual funds. That's the thing that helped me make a difference in my own life. But I want people to understand where they are. But single stocks are like going to Vegas, right? Everybody on the plane out to Vegas is excited. I've been on those plane ride back, right, where people aren't, where they've gotten stung. So we need to understand what we're investing in. And if you can't explain it to a 10 or a 12-year-old, then you don't need to invest in it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
The World Bank estimates that corporations pay hundreds of billions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks to overseas officials every year. Now, as more and more investigations are being done, corporations and companies are trying to be a little more creative in how, in fact, they're able to do these kickbacks and bribes to the companies. David Montero is author of a new book titled Kickback, Exposing the Global Corporate Bribery Network. I had a chance to chat with David, and the first question, or one of the questions I asked him, was how are companies now being creative when it comes to bribes and kickbacks?
Yeah, one of the more recent ways that corporations have paid bribes abroad, instead of just giving somebody money, they create a scheme where a foreign official will create a charity or some kind of nonprofit, and usually they hide their involvement in that, and the company says, oh, we're making a donation to this charity or this nonprofit to, you know, help rebuild this church. In fact, it's just a way to pass on money to that corrupt official. Actually, that's appeared in a number of cases recently, that kind of scheme. What we can do about it is companies are supposed to keenly and strictly monitor the kinds of places that they're giving money to. They are supposed to do due diligence on a charity before giving money to that charity, that people connected to the government are not sitting on the board or connected in some way. So the companies really have a huge role to play in sort of self-regulating. They may not.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.